Excuse me, ma'am. Yes, hello, ma'am. I hear you. Excuse me for one moment. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. My name is Yvonne, and I'm. May I have your zip code to locate an account for you?
Oh, 98406.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Linda Walker.
Okay, Linda. You give me one moment. I see if I can pull an account up for you. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm putting in your zip code to see if we can pull an account for you, ma'am. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, I'm not sure what this even is.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Okay, Linda, your account was right there, number one. Give me a few moments.
Oh.
Can you verify your address for me, ma'am?
4613 North 24th Street in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. And give me a moment. It's pulling up your account. If you can give me a moment, please.
Okay, sure.
Okay, Linda.
Everybody's computers are slow today.
Yes. You're calling about a charge on your account for 6732, Linda.
32, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's showing that on November. Come on, I can't. Okay, on the November the 20th, you paid $574 for KitchenAid, Linda. I guess you went online. It says KitchenAid. It's like a sweepstakes, ma'am. Really. You went online on your phone, or you were in a store and you filled something paperwork out. But you paid $574. It wasn't for shipping and handling, Linda. It was for an entry fee.
I have no idea. I don't recall that at all.
Okay, so what it did, Linda, it gave you a discount membership as a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, but it was entry fee, and you get a voucher for $125 as long as your account is open every month. And this was done 11/20, and your account stayed open, and your first charge since it stayed open was $67.32 because it wasn't canceled. And the kitchen aid that I have to explain to you, it shows that it declined, but then it approved. Since this was like a sweepstakes, it's not going to be shipped to you until they notify you and let you know that you won this kitchen appliance.
Yeah, well, I don't recall ever approving this, so I want you to cancel this.
Okay, I can do that. So,
yeah, if it was some kind of an entry into something, it was something that I wasn't aware of.
Okay, ma'am, I just had to explain it to you why what it was telling me. So it wasn't it wasn't a shipment. It was entry fee, so
right,
I just have
to
figure out.
I understand that, but I don't recall entering anything.
Okay, I just have to check to make sure I was doing this correct. What I'm going to give you also.
I've had my account has been hacked so many times. I've had to change my account numbers and debit cards. You wouldn't know how many times.
7-4. Okay, 3-7. If you give me a few moments, I'm going to cancel the account for you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yep. Let me. Okay. Okay. So I'm canceling right now for you.
Okay.
And close. And, okay, so, this is an entry fee. And, this is a cancel. For the 6732,
yeah,
what I can do, like I said, was a entry fee, and you got a discount. What I can do, Linda, for this, I can offer you 35% of a refund on it, where your account can be closed. You will get a partial refund within 3 to 5 days.
Well, I'm not understanding why the $67 is even for.
This was because the account was remained open, Linda. Hold on just one moment. The account did stay open, Linda.
And that's where I'm confused, because I didn't open any account.
Okay, well, that what I'm doing, Linda, is canceling it. So you don't see any more of these charges. It was the 574 was a sweepstakes entry. So since the account wasn't closed, it was open from 11:20 up until, let me see, did I do, yeah, up until 12:27. This account was they charged you because the account was never open, and you're saying you didn't know that this account existed.
No, I did not know this account existed.
Okay. So what I'm saying,
if I did an entry fee into something, it was the entry fee into something, not to open an account with something.
No, when you go online or I don't know how to explain it. Sort of sound weird if I say it. If you were to go online,
here's the deal. I think it's a whole bogus thing. How much of my money am I going to get back?
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. Since you said you didn't, which come the most I can do for you, Linda. As a courtesy, I can do 67. That's all I'm allowed to do. On the 67, if you hold on, I can tell you how much that is. Hold on just one moment, Linda. And thank you for being patient.
Yeah.
32. It would be 33.66 off the 67.
Jesus.
Okay. That's the most,
that's
I promise you.
Yeah,
that is
just such a joke. Yeah, well, make sure it's canceled, because if I see any more charges on there, I'll be contacting the Better Business Bureau and my lawyer.
Okay. So what are we going to do with that, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. I did offer you the 50. What I'm going to do is give you the whole refund back to you. I'm just here to help.
Nice. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said yes. Okay. So, hold on. Let me get this for you. So, full refund. Threat. Okay. Hold on just one moment. Thank you for being so patient, Linda. You're just quiet and calm.
Yeah.
That makes the day good. Most people will be right
the
there.
Well, trying to break out, so I guess it could be a decent day after all.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, you're in Washington. Okay. You said
yeah,
the sun trying to break out. I was going to say, what time is it?
Where are you at?
Alabama.
Oh,
that's where I said.
You got no sunshine there?
Yeah, we do, but it's getting in the evening time. It's
Oh, yeah.
It's it's 1:28. So I'm waiting for it to come down, Linda. I hurry and do this. I'm gonna give you a confirmation number. I'm gonna give you a refund.
Okay.
I believe I have I haven't canceled the last part with the account. Oh, come on, Circle. Let me be quiet. Okay, here we go. So I did the confirmation. This is for the refund on your account, Linda. Thank you for being patient.
Okay.
And it did go through 3 to 5 business days. This will return back into your bank.
Okay.
Well, in your account. And
okay, yeah.
Okay, refund. Oh, canceling. Just one moment. Okay, I'm finished with that. I'm signing my name. I should be finished in one moment. Linda, thank you again for waiting. Okay.
No problem.
Okay, canceled. And refund, 6732, 3 to 5 business days. I have your confirmation.
Okay.
Your confirmation is C as in Charles, 263-537-437, ma'am. Would there be anything else I can do for you, Linda?
No, you were very, very helpful, and thank you so much for being so honest.
Okay, thank you very much, and you have a nice New Year's.
You have a happy New Year.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see what I did. Okay. Well, come on. I'm sorry, Mel. Oh,
they're slow everywhere.
Look.
They're slow here, too.
No, my mouse acting up.